The frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done,
you are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more. Emmy the Great and Tim Wheeler and Zombie Christmas.
you'll find Autolite battery dealers listed in your classified telephone directory under batteries.
And here's the Springfields and Jingle Bells.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Bells on harness ring, every cheek's aglow.
Such fun it is to ride along, singing as we go. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Let the welcome ring, this jingle jingle-ling-a-ling.
Every heart is bright, though the skies are gray.
Sparkle in the air, it gives us all a zest.
Singing as we race along, the song we love the best. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
And now solo, it's Dusty Springfield and Oh Holy Child. No, sorry, I can't take that, not even from Dusty. Here's the great beast.
Your hair is full of roses, from the dew falling we saw. The sorcerer's enchanting, from the paladin in trance. In the starlight as we wove us in a web of silk and steel. Immemorial as the marble, in the halls of Boabdil. In the pleasance of the roses, the fountains and the yews. Where the snowy sierra soothed us with the breezes and the dews. In the starlight as we trembled from a last to a caress, and the god came warm upon us in our pagan allegress. Was the valid la bona too seductive? Did you feel through the silence and the softness all the tension of the steel? Your hair was full of roses, unto my flesh was full of thorns, and the midnight came upon us, worth a million crazy morns. Ah, my gypsy, my gitana, my Celia, where you fade for the dance to turn to earnest, oh, a sunny land in Spain, my gitana. My Celia, more delicious than a dove, with your hair aflame with roses and your lips alight with love. Shall I see, shall I kiss you once again? I wander far from the sunny land of summer to the icy polar star. I shall find you, I shall have you. I am coming back again from the silken fog to seek you in the sunny land of Spain. I shall find you, my Gitana, my Celia, as of old, with your hair aflame with roses and your body gay with gold. I shall find you, I shall have you in the summer and the south, with our passion in your body and our love in your mouth. With our wonder and our worship be the world aflame of you. My Gitana, my Celia, I am coming back to you.
Alistair Crowley and La Gitana.
Buy wisely. Buy for flavor. Buy Del Monte. Del Monte, the brand you trust for flavor in so many good foods.
And just to prove I'm not completely anti-Jesus.
Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, Rudolph, Jesus! It's Jesus the reindeer, Jesus the reindeer, flying through the snow, oh-oh, everybody knows. It's Jesus the reindeer, Jesus the reindeer, flying through the air, oh-oh, see him everywhere.
Aries, Cancer, Joey, Chandler, Sancho, Panza, Sarah, Palin, Jesus!
It's Jesus the reindeer, Jesus.
Like the delicious, meaty flavor of Spam, the way it satisfies husky appetites.
Emily Great and Tim Wheeler again with Jesus the Reindeer. Here's David Bowie and Bing Crosby.
Hello. You the new butler?
Well, it's been a long time since I've been the new anything.
What's happened to Hudson?
I guess he's changing.
Yeah, he does that a lot, doesn't he? Oh, I'm David Bowie. I live down the road.
Oh.
Sir Percival lets me use his piano when he's not around. He's not around, is he?
I can honestly say I haven't seen him, but come on in.
Come in. But, come on in. Are you related to Sir Percival?
Well, distantly, yeah.
Oh, you're not the, poor relation from America, right?
Ha! Gee, news sure travels fast, doesn't it? I'm Bing.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you. You're the one that sings, right?
Well, right or wrong, I sing either way.
Oh, well, I sing too.
Oh, good. What kind of singing?
Well, mostly the contemporary stuff. Do you like modern music?
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine. But tell me, you ever listen to any of the older fellas?
Oh, yeah, sure. I like John Lennon and the other one with Harry Nilsson.
Ooh, you go back that far, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm not as young as I look.
None of us is these days.
In fact, I've got a six-year-old son, and he really gets excited around the Christmas holiday mm-hmm. thing.
Do you go in for any of the traditional things in the boy household Christmas time?
Oh, yeah, most of them, really. Presents, tree, decorations, agents sliding down the chimney.
What?
I was just seeing if you're paying attention. Actually, our family do most of the things that other families do. We sing the same songs.
Do you?
I even have a go at White Christmas.
You do, huh?
And this one. This is my son's favorite. Do you know this one?
Oh, I do indeed. It's a lovely thing.
King to see, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our finest gifts we bring
of glory.
See the day
of living peace.
So
peace on earth
when we come. Every child must be made aware. Every child must be made to care. Care enough for his fellow man to give all the love that he can.
I pray my wish will come true.
It's
for my child and your child too.
He'll
see my day of glory.
I play my
day
for him
when men of good will live in peace again. Peace on earth. Can it be?
It's a pretty thing, isn't it?
Buy wisely. Buy for flavor. Buy Del Monte. Del Monte, the brand you trust for flavor in so many good foods.
Little Drummer Boy by David Bowie and Bing Crosby. And for the bottom half of the planet, here's Big Brother and the Holding Company and Summertime.
Thank you. you're gonna rise, rise up singing. You're gonna spread your wings, shout and take to the sky. Going to harm you now. Na 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 na. Don't you cry.
Janis Joplin with Big Brother and Holding Company and Gershwin's Summertime. Now, here's Uncle Buffo.
Let me bring us back to what is, after all, the real spirit of Christmas.
I know, it's presents!
Yes, that's right, Tad. Presents. Fucking useless crap presents that you don't want and have to smile through gritty teeth and say, thank you, it's just what I wanted. Oh, and by the way, did you keep the receipt?
I know. Frogger's has got me a book on Aleister Crowley and the Bournemouth ritual. Fucking twat. I wanted a big lump of hash and a couple of grams of speed.
Yes, well, Toads, you'll just have to wait and see what Satan Claus has got for you.
You've got me hash and speed, haven't you? I knew you wouldn't let me down.
You'll just have to wait. There may even be a hit of acid if you've been especially good this year. And now, here are some other people who got shit for Christmas.
The most unusual gift I've had for Christmas is a packet of safety pins from my mother-in-law and also a wire brush. Excitement of Christmas morning, first Christmas as a married couple, lovely stocking from my mother-in-law underneath the tree. I thought, great, can't wait to open this. First thing came out, the wire brush. Fantastic. Great, what can we use that for?
One year off my nana, I had a pink crocheted poodle which was placed over a Tango bottle. I suppose it was a more of a Tango bottle warmer. Not quite sure what I was going to do with it.
When I was little, I really loved anything to do with airlines and aircraft, and I used to write off for free things. And probably October, November time, I wrote to this company at Stansted Airport and said, how could I get some aircraft seats? Anyway, I didn't think anything else of it. And then this big delivery lorry turned up one day at the end of the drive, and this must have been about 2 days before Christmas. And they unloaded this thing, and it was this huge box with wrapping all on it and a big bow on there and ribbon. And it said, Happy Christmas from Aviation Traders. But every single person who worked for the company had signed the box. I opened the box and there were two seats from a Pan Am Boeing 707, complete with sick bags and life jackets. And they'd even put some rolls of carpet from the aisle, which limited appeal. But to me, it was the most magical thing. It was as though Santa had arrived on a sleigh himself and given them to me.
The one present that I really wanted when I was about 4 years old was a rocking horse. I'd seen the type of rocking horse that I wanted. It was a lovely white horse with a little brown leather saddle and this lovely sort of blonde hair. And I'd been plaguing my mum for ages and ages to buy me this rocking horse. And on Christmas morning, I woke up, went down the stairs, and there it was. Homemade large brown rocking cow. And to go with my rocking cow, I had a cowgirl outfit just to get in the mood.
When I was growing up, I was born in 1959. Therefore, when I was about 7 or 8, the space race was just beginning to heat up. Astronauts were all the rage. And, of course, the films on TV that I saw were all cowboy films. When I was about 7 or 8 years of age, I asked my parents for a suit for Christmas. And I think what I had in mind was an astronaut suit or a cowboy suit. But they obviously interpreted the word suit differently. And before you think that I woke up in the morning and had a 2-piece or a 3-piece formal suit, they'd actually gone further. They'd gone the distance on this present because they must have scoured the shops and really looked around, because they got me an Acker Bilk suit. Which allowed me, as a 7 or 8 year old boy, growing up in a small former mining village called Pwll near Llanelli, to dress up as a British jazz musician. And the suit itself consisted of a small plastic bowler hat, a beard, a false plastic beard you clipped on rather painfully to the inner rim of your nostrils, a red, black and white striped plastic waistcoat, and of course, it didn't actually include a clarinet, but it included a cheap plastic recorder. And I think they probably discerned from the rather crestfallen look in my eyes that this wasn't exactly what I was after. But they still encouraged me to go out and play with my friends. And we had this big black door leading out to the street, and they dressed me up, and I was a disconsolate-looking kid as I left the house. And I opened this black door on a world that seemed to be filled with my mates, dressed as astronauts going zap-zap with laser guns, and cowboys with their sort of six-shooters and their Smith & Wessons. And I was there, and had I known what Strange on the Shore sounded like, I still wouldn't have been able to play it, because I'd never had any music lessons. So I just stood there, frozen, dressed like Acker Bilk, with my plastic recorder, thanking my parents very much for a remarkable Christmas present, if only for being a very memorable one.
The other thing that was a Christmas present that was one of the best things I ever had was a flight from Cardiff to Bristol. In the old days, when Danair, they used to have a plane that came from Glasgow, that came Glasgow to Leeds, to Cardiff to Bristol, and then went on to Cork. So I asked if I could go on the plane for Christmas, and it was about £7 return. And it used to come down in the morning, and I'd go to Cardiff Airport on my own, and I must have been about 13. And I would check in with an empty suitcase, just because I wanted to have a suitcase go around on the carousel. Nothing in it. I'd fly to Bristol. That took about 15 minutes. And I used to tape it. I used to sit on with a tape recorder and a microphone on my lap and record the stewardess speaking. And I got to Bristol and I'd get off. And then I'd have to wait hours and hours and hours for the plane to go to Cork and come back again and pick me up for the 15-minute hop back to Cardiff. And I'll always remember the plane had tinsel all down the aisle, because it was Christmas and the stewardesses had made an effort, and that made my Christmas. It was wonderful.
And then one year I had a doll at house and I loved it. Played with it all the time. There's a little red brick wallpaper outside, and it had a light in the bedroom, you know, the bulbs, the torch bulbs used to have. I thought it was wonderful because it had a light in it. Then a woodworm got into it, and oh, I remember my father took it out to the garden and he burnt it. Oh, and it broke my heart. And he said, don't worry, he said, I'll make you another one. And he never did. Yeah, and years later, I told my father-in-law the story. And one Christmas, there was a big box in the front room, a television. I thought, well, I don't need a television. And I opened it on Christmas Day. And my father-in-law had made me a lovely doll's house play. And I passed it on now to my little nieces. And I was 42.
In Radio Times, I saw an advert for a Bell's Easy Play 12-button accordion. And I pestered my gran, and my gran bought me that as a present. Well, when it arrived, I couldn't contain myself. I was playing it all morning, all day. My mother even tells me that I ate my tea with the accordion still strapped to my chest. Since then, I've gone on to bigger accordions, and when I was 19, I joined a traditional group called Arlog in the time I had between school and university, and we went all over the place, Europe, North America, South America on two occasions. So the accordion has actually taken me to lots of places I probably wouldn't have gone without it. It does remind me a bit of what one accordion teacher told me once, which was, Stephen, remember, you're never alone with an accordion.
I remember one year we'd asked Father Christmas to bring us a Tottenham and an Arsenal kit as our Christmas presents. Or we must have been about 7 or 8. And quite accidentally, at the beginning of December, I found 2 boxes in the bottom of the wardrobe where Father Christmas hid our presents, because I opened them up and there were 2 kits. So I told my brother that I knew where he'd hidden them. So when my mother was out shopping one day and my father was working, we went upstairs and we opened the boxes. And we tried them on, just to make sure they were they fitted in case they needed to be sent back to Father Christmas. Anyway, this was at the beginning of December, And things got worse because as the month wore on, every time my mother was out shopping or in the hairdressers or whatever, my father was out working, we used to go up and try the kits on. Until one day we bought a balloon, and when they were out, we started playing head-in football in the hall downstairs in our kits. So, of course, Christmas Day then, we had to pretend that we'd never seen these kits before. But they must have smelt terrible because we'd been sweating in them for a month before. I don't think my parents ever knew about it. And I hope to God Father Christmas will never know about it.
A lovely present I had off my father last year was a little model aircraft. And when I opened it, I realised it was a model because I rattled the box and it was an Airfix kit. And when I opened it, it was this Sopwith Camel. And on the label, it said, to replace the one I broke from when you were little. And when I was little, I had a remote control aircraft and used to have an engine, used to fire it up and it would fly around in circles. But I never, ever flew it because my father would take me down to the school playing fields and he was the only one that ever flew it week in, week out because it was such fun and I never, ever got to play with it. And then it crashed and I've actually still got this 40 years later because it meant so much to me. And then last year, I don't know how he remembered it, but he bought me a little model aircraft to replace the one that he broke. I thought that was a lovely little present. Little things like that make such a difference, I think, at Christmas. They mean such a lot. And I'll never throw it away, so I made it, and it's sitting on the mantelpiece.
When I was a child, when my brother, sister and I were young, we often had a visit from our auntie, who we loved very much, but she was quite scary, and we always wanted to be very polite in her presence. And my sister was about four. I must have been about 10, and my mother had said, when you open your presents from your auntie, you must remember to be grateful. So we all smiled and nodded as we opened our things, and my younger sister opened her present. It was three pairs of knickers, and she said, oh, auntie, that's just what I've always wanted.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
You're listening to DJ Frogs in the Window. Uncle Buffo's Comedy Spot on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more. The Akabilk was my favourite. You're all probably too young to have heard of him. Given the Google, he was not the hippest of jazz musicians, even at his prime.
And here's another track for all the people who live upside down.
She's already working on my brain. I only looked in her eyes, but I picked up something I just can't explain. I'm picking up. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up vibration. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibration. keep those loving good vibrations happening with her. Gotta keep those loving good vibrations happening with her. Pump it up, pump it up, pump it up, pump it up. Gotta keep those loving good vibrations happening with her. Gotta keep those loving good vibrations happening with her.
Beach Boys and Good Vibrations.
Sometimes when we're tired, we make mountains out of molehills. We putter around till even the easiest job seems impossible. Now, if you're that tired and pale besides, your doctor may find you have a borderline anemia resulting from a ferronutritional blood deficiency. Then you need ironized yeast tablets. They help build up your strength by building up your red blood cells. So take ironized yeast tablets to get back your color, your vigor, your driving energy. Ironized yeast tablets.
Now, Ray Odis and Happy Ghoultide.
Happy Ghoultide. T'was the night before Christmas, and there in our crib sat me and my family waiting for Saint Nick. How many presents you want? I asked my small son. With tears in his eyes, he said,
I only want one. Jingle bells and Christmas trees. Tell Saint Nicholas, if you please, for a present to me send. All I want is just a friend.
It's happy ghoultide season, I cheerfully said. Why don't you drink your blood pudding and then hop to bed? You'll dream of lovely graveyards. Here, take daddy's hand and I'll tuck you in your casket.
Don't you understand? Jingle bells and Christmas trees. Tell Saint Nicholas, if you please, for a present to me send. All I want is just a friend.
What is this a friend you want? Don't cry, you look a fright. A fiend I'll get you if you want. I'll dig him up tonight.
Daddy, daddy, tell me why I'm so different. Other children cannot fly. Their looks I don't resent.
You're not different and you're not strange. You're not out of place. Your daddy loves you as you are. Here, let me comb your face. And I'll climb in bed and I'll close the lid.
Daddy!
What did you say?
When will Saint Nicholas come?
Tomorrow's Christmas Day. Now, good night.
Jingle bells and Christmas trees. Tell Saint Nicholas, if you please, for a present to me send. All I want is just a friend. It's not as if I wanted a bicycle or something. I just want a little bitty body to call my own. Yes, something to sing my little teeth into.
We toast them crisp, we toast them light, you can tell by the taste. We toast them, they're a tasty treat, so good to eat, delicious and light from toasting. Toasting.
And you know what? We like 'em.
It was Ray Odis and Happy Ghoultide, and here he is again with Randy the Newspaper Boy.
Such a big city, such a small world.
Almost everyone knows about Little Tiny Tim and the Christmas Story. I'd like to tell you about Randy, the newspaper boy. Randy lived in Big Town, USA. If you saw him, you really couldn't pick him out from any other newsboy. Randy was a little younger than the rest. His clothing was a little tattered, but you might mark that off as just plain boy. Randy was different, though. You would have noticed that difference if you had followed him home on Christmas Eve after the last paper was sold. If you had been a storekeeper at a small toy shop, you would have seen a rosy-cheeked face peering through the frosty glass. with eyes that were welled with tears. Eyes that seemed to tell of a young heart that was broken with the realism of life and the coldness of the night, and possibly the thought that Santa Claus was a myth. If you were that storekeeper, you would have seen this young lad of seven turn his eyes away from the pikes and the thousands of other things that could put a sparkle in his eyes, then trudge off into the crisp snow, finally vanishing into the darkness of the night. If you had been a patrolling policeman on that Christmas Eve, you would have seen young Randy climb the creaky stairs of the tenement dwelling with a face that's peculiar to only sad young boys. Then that dim flash at the top of the stairs that indicated that Randy was now inside. If you had been the walls of that tenement dwelling, you would have heard Randy's light voice telling his grandfather, who was now bent fast for his remaining days, that he had sold all of his papers, and it didn't matter if Sammy didn't bring him anything, because all he wanted was to be with his grandfather on Christmas Eve.
Such a big city, such a small boy.
If you had been the closet in the bedroom, you would have seen young Randy lying awake with silent tears in his eyes, a sad awareness that Christmas morning would be, in reality, just another morning for Randy. Then, a final sigh, and Randy falling into a sad sleep. What a rude, hard plight for such a gentle lad, alone in the world with a bedridden grandfather who could never bring the wonderment of Santa Claus on Christmas morning. The crushing blow that Santa was a myth. If you had been the fireplace, wise with age, you would have seen the look of reverent awe on the face of a young newsboy named Randy when he awoke on Christmas morning and beheld all the toys he had wanted in the toy store window just the night before. It's not very important as to how those toys got into the living room. Let's just say that maybe there is a Santa Claus.
Red meat he wants, the other good things he needs. Juicy, tender, and moist.
My dog's prettier, smarter, taller. My dog's better than yours.
Kennel ration.
Now, another version of Summertime.
you'll take the sky. But till that morning, there's nothing can harm you. With Daddy and Mammy standing by.
Billie Holiday and Summertime. Back to the sensible people who live the right side up.
Broken heart. one near me now. The world is so loud, keep falling, I'll find you. We rode through a forest. It's midnight at Christmas. The world is so loud, keep falling, I'll find you. I think I can see you. There's your long white neck. The world is so loud, keep falling, I'll find you. Now I am falling. Look up and you'll see me. The world is so loud, keep falling, I'll find you. In a moment or two, be with you. The world is so loud, keep falling, I'll find you. Be ready to catch me.
Hi, fellas.
Roy Rogers.
See, that's a pretty tricky hat, isn't it? Partners, how would you like to surprise your pals like that? Well, you can with my new Roy Rogers Quick Shooter hat. It's by Ideal. And here's how the Quick Shooter hat works. Just press this secret button right here, and a replica of an authentic Western pistol pops out and fires. It's your secret weapon, even when they think you're unarmed. So get Ideal's new Roy Rogers Quick Shooter hat at your favorite store today, and you'll always be ready for anything. Ask for Ideal's new Roy Rogers Quick Shooter hat.
That's Kate Bush and Snowflake. And now, Stevie Wonder with Someday at Christmas.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no wars, when we have learned what Christmas is for, when we have found what life's really worth.
that was the Christmas show. I hope it was commercial enough for you. If you have been, then thanks for listening.